1-800-387-3737.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and happy Earth Week to you, and happy Earth Day today. We have been doing things a little bit differently today, because what we want to do is to try and stress the point Earth Day, giving you some Earth-friendly products that are more natural and more organic, that will do the same thing as some of the chemical products. We've talked about composting. We've talked about worm power, which is an organic fertilizer made by worms. And this half hour, we want to talk about growing in a raised bed. And I know a lot of you have limited space, and growing in a raised bed is something that will help you to produce more in a smaller area, and you can produce that product earlier in the season and faster. So joining us this morning is Mark Green. He is a horticulturist from Harris Seed Company, and I'm going to butcher this first name. I for some reason cannot do it. It's Solvage.
Almost. It's pronounced Solve. There's a G at the end, but you pretend it's silent. So Solve.
Okay. Solve Hansen, and she's the organic product manager for Harris Seed. Good morning, and happy Earth Day to you.
Thank you.
Could you tell us about the advantages of growing in a raised bed?
Sure. There are several advantages. First of all, since you're raising up the soil, basically, and usually building some sort of frame around it, the soil is going to drain better. So you're going to get lighter soil, and because it drains better, it's going to warm up sooner in the spring, which lets you plant a little bit earlier. It's also convenient because you bring the ground up to you, so you don't have to bend over as much. You can mow between them if you have grass paths. It can make your garden a little bit neater and give you a really nice environment for growing plants.
I have three raised vegetable beds in my garden, and they produce faster. Because I think because the soil is higher and it tends to warm up quicker, and I know drainage is a major problem, but are there any disadvantages of growing in a raised bed?
Well, it's a little bit smaller soil area, so it can dry out faster. You just got to make sure you monitor your watering. A lot of raised beds too, so you can put in drip tape or a soaker hose and mulch around them just to make sure that they don't dry out. And being that it's a smaller area, everything has to be usually done by hand. It's kind of hard to get in there if they have a tiller. So when you're turning the soil over and doing work in there, it's a little bit more hand work. Another problem that some people run into is since they do have a limited area, they tend to try to overplant it. So you got to be kind of careful in how much or what plants and how many plants to put in there. You got to make sure you give them enough space to grow.
Now, if a gardener wants to build a raised bed, what will they need as far as material to make a raised bed?
Well, they're pretty simple to make. Besides the obvious soil, usually you can frame them up pretty quickly with just, you know, some untreated wood. If you want something a little bit more decorative, cedar and redwood works. You know, those are naturally rot-resistant materials. Some people will make them out of concrete blocks, cinder blocks, stone, brick, recycled lumber to add on the market. So it's just framing them up and getting your soil in there, getting some good organic matter. And once you have that in place, you can usually get your beds put together pretty quickly.
Now, the one thing that I often get asked, and I'm going to ask you the same question, why should you not use old railroad ties or pressure-treated lumber?
Well, because the key word there is treated. There is chemicals that go into the treatment of those old railroad ties. There's a lot of preservatives on those, along with, you know, tars, and, you know, you don't want that material going into the soil. It's going to go into the vegetables.
So stay away from old railroad ties and pressure-treated material at all costs. Use lumber that's not treated for the best results.
Yeah.
No, it's much safer. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, if you were going to design a raised bed, how wide should it be and how deep should it be?
Well, you got to look at, the area that you have. You have to look at any restrictions you have. But, you know, beds can be anywhere from, 2 to 8 feet or more. A lot of people try to make them so you can harvest from the sides. So usually a lot of the ideal beds usually run around 6 feet wide. That way, you can go down one side of the bed, do your harvesting and your work, and just come right back up the other side. And that way you're not in the bed, not disturbing the plants. You don't have to worry about stepping on the plants and disturbing them. And deep, it can be anywhere from 6 to 12 inches deep, 18 inches, kind of depending on what type of crops you're growing in there. If you wanted to do carrots or root crops, you just got to make sure you have enough soil there to, for the taproot and, other items that, like a tomato, prefer a larger, soil mass that can go down, 12 inches or so. But if you're doing something, if you just want to do salads and mixed greens, you can get away with, just 6 inches of soil.
Now, does Harris Seed offer a pre-made raised bed?
Well, we do offer some raised bed kits for growers who, we sell the corner joints. All you have to do is add your own lumber. That way you can design your own. We do have some other small kits as well, like a round garden, and also some large patio bags for people who want to grow right on their patio.
Okay. Now, Slove, tell me, what would you fill your raised bed with? You just use, a truckload of loam, or what kind of material would you put in a raised bed?
Yeah, well, you can start with the soil that is there that you're digging up to make the raised bed. So start with that, and you can get good quality soil delivered in. It's also really important to make sure the soil has enough organic matter. So compost is a great way to get that. You can mix that with the soil you have. When you're doing compost, you just want to make sure that it's a finished compost. That it's well decomposed, that it isn't at a state where it's still heating up and continuing that process, because while it's actually composting, it's those nutrients aren't going to be available to the plant. So a good mixture of soil and compost, and you'll be in good shape.
Now, are there other small space type of gardens that people can take advantage of?
Absolutely. Well, of course, there's the container gardening aspect, which I think we'll get into on a future show with you. But as far as pots and window baskets and things like that, there are all kinds of things people can do with that. But then just thinking about the different flower beds around your house, they can be used for flowers, or you can maybe put a trellis up on the side of the house, and you could grow not only flowering plants, but maybe climbing beans or a climbing cucumber, an indeterminate tomato that likes to climb, things like that. You can kind of, you can intersperse vegetables and flowers in all of your beds around your house and find neat places to grow different things.
You know, I'm glad that you said trellis because I have a big garden because I like to garden, and my enjoyment is giving the stuff away. And I probably give 3/4 of it away. And I never have enough room. Last year, on one end of my garden, I built a wire fence that's 8 feet high. I plant my green beans and my cucumbers, and they climb right up the wire.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you mentioned that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we can do a lot of great things on television.
You sure can. Hold on a second. I have a few more questions for people that are interested in a raised bed, especially if they have a limited amount of space. You don't need to have a big garden.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tuff shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are at Mahoney's Nursery in Falmouth. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. So if you get a chance, come on down, say hello. And remember, they're having a great sale on Bonide four-phase lawn care program. It's on sale, and they have a rebate. So if you buy the 5,000 four-phase program, you save $8. If you buy the 15, you will save an additional $35 rebate. We are talking with two great gardeners from the Harris Seed Company. And if you're looking for unusual and new varieties of flowers and vegetable seeds, this is the place to go, because they have everything and some really unusual flowers and vegetable seeds. Now, what kind of flowers would you recommend to plant in a raised bed?
Well, you're not really limited on most flowers in a raised bed, so you can grow most of your favorites in there. So if you want to do vegetables and flowers, you can always add some of your favorite flowers in there. A lot of people will add, you know, items like marigolds because they are attractive. Plus, they also help keep animals and insects away. Also, a lot of people will love to put their favorite cut flowers in there. Items like zinnias are, you know, both attractive in the flower bed, but plus they're easy to grow, and you can cut them and bring them right indoors. So you can have cut flowers indoors as well.
Wow. Now, Solve, what type of vegetables would you recommend for a raised bed or a small garden space?
Sure. Well, there are kind of two things to consider. The smaller crops, like the row crops, carrots, beets, radishes, are perfect for raised beds, as are greens, salad greens, lettuces, chard or kale, if you like the cooking greens, are simple to grow in a raised bed, and they're really good choices. If you want to raise some of the vining crops, you can use the trellis strategy that we talked about earlier. That works really well for, say you want to grow cucumbers, you can put the trellis up and help the cucumbers climb up it as they grow. You can do the same with, we have a melon called Lilope melon. It's a small cantaloupe, about 2 pounds. They're kind of softball size. You can grow that on a trellis, and then if the fruits get too heavy, you can make them, you know, a little sling out of a nylon or some cheesecloth, and that works well. Another thing to consider is if you want one of the vining crops, but you don't have a trellis, pick one of the compact habits. So we have, we call it the patio pickle, or we have a salad bush cucumber that have real controlled, tight habits that won't vine all over your yard, and they'll stay in the bed. Those are some ideas.
That's wonderful. Now, how can you make the most of that limited space that you do have? Is there a way that you can plant crops so that they come one after another?
Sure. You can do what we call succession planting. So basically, if you're going to do an early crop of, say, radishes or salad greens, lettuce, you can plant that really any time now as soon as your soil is ready. Harvest that in the early summer and the springtime, and then follow it up with another planting. Maybe you'd put in carrots or beets after that. Or if you started, say you planted green beans in, say, late May, or let those finish, and then you could plant a fall crop of lettuce or radishes. So basically, as long as you're rotating the crop family, so you're not planting lettuce after lettuce after lettuce, or tomatoes after tomatoes year to year, you'll keep the plants asking for different nutrients, basically, from the soil, and you'll get better results from your crops.
So if you can rotate, that's the secret. Hey, Mark, could you give our listeners your website so people can go to Harris Seed, see what you have to offer, and that way they can see some of the more unusual vegetables and flowers, because it's still not too late to plant a lot of these flowers by seed.
Yes, there's still a lot of time for direct sown flowers. As I mentioned before, the zinnias and sunflowers, two great additions to all gardens. But you can visit us right at harrisseeds.com. That's just www.harrisseeds.com.
Wonderful.
And Paul, there is a free shipping on garden seeds and supplies for this week and next week if gardeners use our promo code on your website.
Terrific. Thank you, and you have a great Earth Day.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit them hard, hit them first. With Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todayscleartchoice.com.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Earth Day and we have been trying to do a lot today about ways that you can help your garden naturally. So we've talked about natural and organic insecticides and fungicide. We've talked about composting, worm casting, raised beds to give you more production. And now I want to do a section about composting. And there is a company from the West Coast, a very, very unique company, and they have been making products for the grower, not for the homeowner, strictly for the wholesale grower who grows the plants that you're buying. And they have come to the East Coast, and they are now making smaller packages available for you. The name of the company is called Black Gold. And what's so unique about Black Gold is every product that they sell is OMRI certified, so it's natural, it's organic, and they have the only organically certified compost. Nobody else has it but them. So joining us today is Dan, and he is going to tell you about their compost and how they make it and why it's important to have it in the garden. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, and happy Earth Day to you.
You
why is it important for people to use compost in their garden?
Well, Paul, some of your previous speakers that you had on this morning also touched on that, but compost is really important in the gardens in that it provides organic matter, which helps, many times will help hold nutrients in the soil better, hold moisture better. And some of the composts, when really done well, can actually help reduce the possibility of diseases occurring, more so in potted plants than in the garden, but it can help along there too.
Now, is that why you have a special blend, a potting soil that has compost added to it?
Yes. Many of our potting mixes that we sell in the Black Gold line do have compost added to it. And we do feel that the compost adds value to the mix. Many of our composts, depending on the specific plant where they're made, will go through very rigorous testing and composting procedure that pretty much eliminates any weed seeds and also eliminates any disease organisms that might live in the organic matter that goes into making the compost. And many times properly composted material that goes through a well-aerated process and higher temperatures will have microorganisms that do live in there that do help combat diseases. So as long as the plants don't have diseases going into these mixes, it's very possible that they will be able to avoid all diseases because of the compost, the organisms in the compost, and also because the plants will be growing better and have a healthier root system.
Now, I know that your company does thousands and thousands of yards of compost at their facilities all over the United States now. What are the basics that people should follow when they're making compost?
Well, the basics that they should follow would be the same things that we do and, you know, any good composting company will do, and that's to make sure that they're putting in materials that will compost well and also will not be detrimental to the plants. For example, they wouldn't want to add treated wood products and things like that. And we do the same thing. Most of our composts are bark-based or some type of yard waste-based compost. Some, depending on the locations, may include composted dairy manure. And all of these go through, a major testing procedure. Of course, the homeowners who do their own composting can't do all of that, but if they make sure that they're adding only clean material going in, no weeds, no major weeds, especially weeds that are very, very tough to kill, and no diseased plants and so on, and then turn the piles. And that's probably one of the big things is to aerate those piles of compost, whether they're using a pile directly on the ground or, as one of your previous speakers talked about, a compost tumbler. Aeration is really important. Compost that doesn't get well aerated can actually be detrimental because it will go through a procedure that's called anaerobic decomposition. And under those conditions, certain chemical compounds can form that can actually damage the roots of the plants or make it difficult for the plants to get established. So aerating the pile, and using the proper components, leaves, grass clippings, twigs, things like that, will definitely be beneficial.
Now, here's a question that I get asked often. You have dandelions growing in your lawn, and you put down a weed and feed product, and the weeds start to die back. You mow the grass, and if you bag your grass clippings, can you use the grass clippings after you have put down a broadleaf weed killer into your compost pile?
That's a really good question. It was always believed that any of these herbicides would break down pretty quickly, and also if they were still on the plants to a certain degree, would break down in the compost pile. But I think some research in the past few years has shown that that's not always the case. And some herbicides will pretty much break down very quickly. But to be on the safe side, I would always avoid doing that. I would recommend mulching those, using the mulching mower instead, at least the first few mowings after applying any broadleaf herbicide. And generally, a lot of those are more contact than they are herbicides that get into the plant. So after a while, it would more than likely be pretty safe. But to be on the safe side, I would definitely avoid it, at least for part of the growing season.
Wonderful.
Because
we
have seen some issues.
Yeah, and it's true. And there's a question that I get asked often, and I figured, while I've got the expert here, I wanted to get that confirmed. But, you know, you're right. If you're putting a weed killer on your weed, and then you cut it and you put it in a compost pile, that weed killer is going in there and probably will not have enough time. So take that, use it someplace else, but don't put it in your compost pile. And then you mentioned certain weeds. In the fall of the year, if you have crabgrass and the crabgrass turns red, you know that that seed pod is there. So if you vacuum your lawn with a bag mower and you take all those seed heads and put it in your compost pile, you're really going to spread the crabgrass to the vegetable garden. So that was a great tip that you gave us. Now, when your compost is ready, should you screen it before you use it in the garden?
I think it's going to depend on exactly where you're going to use it, and it's going to depend on what you've used to make your compost. Definitely if you have larger twigs and so on that have gone into the compost, you'd probably want to try to screen it a little bit any way possible. Chicken wire is a good thing to use. Anything that is going to take out the really large particles. If you're going to just take that compost, for example, and till it into a garden bed, whether it's a flower bed or vegetable garden, you probably don't need to screen it, but if you're going to use it and also have it stay a little bit on the top of the flower bed to act also as a little bit of a mulch, you probably want to screen it a little bit for the looks. And definitely if you're going to use it in making your own potting soils, you'd want to screen out the larger particles.
But if you're just going to mix it in with the soil in a flower bed or in a vegetable garden, then you would not have to, unless you had some really big pieces.
Right, and those really big pieces you can probably take out as you're tilling that into the garden.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, if you can't make your own compost because you only need a little bit, what should you look for when you're purchasing a bag of compost?
Well, Well, I think what you need to look for is to make sure that the compost, if hopefully there's information on the components that went into the compost. Ideally, you want compost that that is not from any of the things that we talked about a little earlier, like treated woods and so on. Some companies that just try to move a lot of material through will use ground up pallets, things like that, and that's not ideal. You really want to look for a compost, if at all possible, that is organic certified, and there's an organic certification board called OMRI. That would be the ideal. That means that the compost has gone through a rigorous testing process to be labeled organic and OMRI approved. So what you're really looking for is something that is made of high quality components and has gone through a good amount of testing. So what you want to do is buy a compost from a reliable supplier, whether it's a local supplier that may compost a lot of yard waste and trimmings and so on, or if you're going into a garden center, look for a label that indicates that the product has been tested, such as the OMRI label.
Okay, Dan, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'm going to have you explain what OMRI certification means and why you use it. Now you can effectively treat the diseases in your lawn, the flower and vegetable garden, fruits and more, without worrying about the safety of your family and pets. Look for organic Serenade disease control products. Serenade is being used by organic farmers across the country. Golf course managers want healthy turf with less chemicals that can be a problem to golfers. Organic Serenade will take care of black spot on tomatoes, powdery mildew on roses, and scab on apples. That's Serenade. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the Earth Box. The Earth Box is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The Earth Box comes with an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the Earth Box comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The Earth Box.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-Step Program from Scott's, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scott's has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-Step Program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden centre. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We are broadcasting live this morning from Mahoney's Garden Center in Falmouth on beautiful Cape Cod. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. So before the rain comes down, come and say hello. We'd love to talk to you and help you out. And you have to take a look at their beautiful ground phlox. They've got some great big ones. They're in a one-gallon pot. They're about 18 inches across in every color. So if you want something special, they have it here. It's Earth Day, and we have been talking about the various earth-friendly products, and one of them is compost. And a wonderful company from the West Coast that has come on the East Coast, and we're glad that they're here, is called Black Gold. And they have an Armory certified soils and compost. And Dan, could you tell us what Armory means and why homeowners should look for a product that says Armory certified if they want to grow organically, like with your products?
Sure, Paul. Armory stands for Organic Materials Review Institute, and they are a group of people that will certify or list products that pass all requirements, government requirements, to be considered organic. And the importance for this group on the professional side of the business, you mentioned that we were mainly a professional company making mixes for greenhouses and so on. And the importance for that is a farmer or greenhouse operation that wants to be certified organic, if they're using a product that is OMRI listed, then that makes their certification process a lot easier, because then when they get certified, if they show that a product they use is OMRI listed, then there's no further checking, at least for that product, as to whether or not it's organic. On the retail side, what it does is it helps. It also lets us show that we are organic as per government regulations, And it also adds a layer of testing and quality control that has probably been missing in a lot of cases on retail products. And, for example, the compost needs to reach a certain temperature for a minimum number of days and needs to be turned a minimum number of times in order to be certified organic via OMRI. And we have to prove that by doing the testing and showing the paperwork indicating that we did do that testing. So what that does is it really helps provide a more uniform product for the homeowner and also a product that they can be certain will be organic if they're looking for something specifically organic, or will at least be of high quality if they're not specifically looking for it to be organic. The advantage is that most of these products that we have, definitely all the ones that are OMRI listed, are certified organic products.
And that's a real big plus if you want to stay organic, to start with a product that is certified by the government as being certified. Could you give us your website so people can go and learn more about your products, your company, and where they can find Black Gold and a lot of your OMRI certified soils and composts?
Sure. Our website address is blackgold, BlackGold.bz.
.bz, okay.
.bz, correct. They can also get to that Black Gold site by going to our professional website, sungrow.com, sungro.com. But the main website for the Black Gold product is blackgold.bz.
Wonderful. Dan, thank you so much for joining us this morning and telling us about composting and OMRI and all about your products and how they are good for organic gardening. Have a great Earth Day, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club.